Former Governor Craig Benson joining us, GMI Studios, this morning live on our network of News Talk stations. And, Governor, I know you made an endorsement yesterday in one of these races. Before I get to that, though, you've been involved in primaries, presidential primaries here for many, many years and many cycles. And former governor, you know we know how to count votes here and do it very well. How concerned are you, Governor Benson, former Governor Benson, about what the national Democrats are now ruling and moving on in terms of threatening to take away the relevance of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary? Is it a real threat or not at this point?
No, first, good morning to you, Corey, and J-Dog. I hope you're all having a nice day. I'd say that I was a little nervous about getting onto your radio show this morning because I made the mistake of cutting through Portsmouth, and every road is being torn up, so I don't know what's going on there. But
well, the president is coming. The president's coming next Tuesday to address those potholes.
I hope so. It's terrible. Anyway, so the primary, I mean, nobody knows how to do a primary like we do. And the thing that everybody's overlooking is the participation that we have in the state, both visiting with candidates and then voting for candidates. And they're vetted very strongly. It won't happen in any other state.
Right.
And they're looking for this panacea somewhere that everybody picks the right person. But we ask tough questions. And the reason President Biden didn't do well in New Hampshire is because he didn't do well on the stump in New Hampshire. In fact, as you remember, he left to go to South Carolina the day of the primary.
Yep.
And so he knew to pack his bags and leave because it wasn't going very well. And so we're not going to have that. If we get rid of the primary, we're going to leave it to other states who don't concentrate on vetting these candidates and maybe don't even show up to vote on top of it. It's just wrong.
And the other thing,
and I think our delegation's got to stand stronger. And the other thing they've got to do is, this is the same delegation that wants to federalize our elections.
Right.
So give me a break.
And you and I know over the years that many of these candidates, including Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, I mean, I could go on and on and on, never would have become president if they didn't get a chance in a state where you really had to go out
exactly
and roll up
right.
your sleeves and go into the diners and the cafes. I mean, all the other states, it was just a media buy, right?
That's all it is. In fact, in a lot of states, it was only a media buy.
Yeah.
And so we had the benefit of having Bill Gardner for years sort of stewarding us through this. And now we have great leadership still at the Secretary of State's office and Dave Scanlon. And we need that expertise to be able to do the right thing for our people and make it relevant. But you're right. Breakthrough candidates can't happen in most states. It's all media.
Now, you weighed in yesterday in this U.S. Senate primary endorsing Kevin Smith. Why Kevin Smith and not Don Bolduc or Chuck Morse or maybe some other candidate?
Look, I've known Kevin for quite a while. You know, when he was 19 years old, he was in the State House as a legislator, and he was given the award for being the legislator of the year. So he's quite a young man at the time. He's, of course, gone on since then. He worked for Senator Smith. And he worked for me and was very instrumental in a lot of things that happened in the State House and I'm sure in Washington for Senator Smith. And then has gone on beyond that to work for some great firms that specialize in working with government to make change for the positive on some conservative issues like pro-life, Second Amendment, what have you. And then on top of that, he's worked at the local level in the town of Londonderry, which Londonderry doesn't sound like a big place, but it's one of the biggest towns in the state. And Manchester Airport is located in Londonderry, mm-hmm. not in Manchester. And he also ran the Pease Development Authority, which is in charge of Pease the airport at Pease, as well as all the ports in the state. And so he's probably had 700 or 800 businesses that are under his purview. And he's done a miraculous job of growing Londonderry and continuing the legacy at Pease, which has been the most successful conversion of a government base mm-hmm. to the private sector in any other place in the country.
Now you're supporting.
So that's why I support Kevin.
You're supporting one candidate, but when you look at Senator Hassan. You know her, and you know she's been in there, and she's coming up for reelection as Democrat, raising a lot more money than the Republican candidates, millions of dollars, more than $7 million on hand. Do you think she's going to get reelected in the midterms?
We just talked about money and drive-by candidacies. I think Kevin is going to show you that he has more than anybody else in this race, including especially Senator Hassan, as far as bringing together a good message and sticking to it and getting other people to make it happen in Washington, because you got to convince 51 senators to go along with this thing. And there's nobody better. We've had great senators from New Hampshire, and we got to get back to that tradition.
How big of a liability do you think President Biden is coming? He's coming Tuesday to New Hampshire. I just saw some approval ratings, which are record low. I think he's lost a lot of his likability, even among his base or the more liberal side of his base. Senator Hassan's running for election. How much of a liability is President Biden for her? And do you notice Senator Hassan sort of going against the White House now on Title 42? Or this is interesting. In 2019, Senator Hassan voted against President Trump wanting money to build a wall at the border. Senator Hassan's been at the border now the last several days looking at the crisis in the porous border, humanitarian crisis, fentanyl crisis, you name it, saying we need more physical infrastructure now, more technology, more border agents. Isn't that kind of what Trump was saying?
You know, if you run your Senate office by polls, you're going to be behind the eight ball every single time. I think Senator Hassan is clearly seeing that it is an unpopular administration that is doing things to harm this country. And it's not just in the things in the economy. It's not letting parents have their say in schools. It's disrespecting police officers and firefighters. It's a lot of things that are going wrong in this country, Jack. And we got to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Kevin is going to do that.
I appreciate it.
Because Kevin believes in what made America great. And I'm afraid that many politicians now have forgotten that and are starting to do things that just make no sense to me.
All right. Well, thank you for weighing in. Former Governor Craig Benson talking about the first in the nation presidential primary, as well as the Democrat, the National Democrats had a voice vote, I guess, because they probably didn't want to be on record, right? Basically taking away the early states in the presidential primary process. We've heard from Governor Sununu earlier.
This is a major mistake.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Appreciate you weighing in and joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire.